Night of rage looms after SCOTUS decision, McCarthy to Biden, prevent violence before it's too late. By Nick Gilbertson on June 24, 2022. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, is calling on President Biden to direct the Justice Department to deter and prevent violence against Supreme Court justices, churches, and pro-life pregnancy centers, on the heels of the Supreme Court's landmark Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization decision. A pro-abortion group, Jane's Revenge, previously announced plans to carry out a night of rage that would follow the decision. McCarthy issued his calls to the president via Twitter shortly after the Supreme Court announced its ruling on the Dobbs case, overturning the long-standing 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. He implored Biden to act immediately before it's too late. On Wednesday, Lila Rose, the founder and president of the pro-life organization Live Action, said in a tweet that the Department of Homeland Security was warning pregnancy centers and Catholic churches alike, telling them to be prepared for a night of rage by pro-abortion groups pledging extreme violence the night of the Dobbs decision. The Dobbs decision comes after an unprecedented leak of the draft decision ruling, which both undermined the court's sanctity and indicated Roe v. Wade would be overturned when the decision officially came down. Following the leak, a number of pregnancy centers and Catholic churches across the nation were targeted. Attacks ranged from alleged arson to smashed windows to graffiti tags such as, "If abortion isn't safe, you aren't either," in Jane's Revenge. Additionally, conservative Supreme Court justices saw protests outside of their homes following the leak, with one man being arrested for his alleged plan of an assassination attempt on Justice Brett Kavanaugh, one of the judges who ended up voting to overturn Roe v. Wade. Now that the decision is official, far-left activists such as David Hogg are calling on the left to mobilize in protest. A National Guard spokesman told Breitbart News the District of Columbia National Guard, DCNG, does not have a request for assistance, RFA, from DC government or any of our federal partners. As always, DCNG remains ready to provide support to the citizens of the District DC government and federal agency partners in the event we receive a Department of Defense-approved RFA, the statement continued. The case is Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, number 19-1392 in the Supreme Court of the United States.